In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Holy Fast is a journey of repentance. That's why before we start the fast, the Church prepared us for this journey by three important pillars: fasting, prayer, and charity. Through these three pillars, we will be able to go forward with the journey and return to the bosom of the Father, and will experience and will be able to say with the man who was born blind, at the end of the fast, I was blind, but now I can see. And last Sunday, which is the first Sunday in the fast, the Church actually gave us instruction how to cut the ties that may bind us to the earth and prevent us from moving forward with our journey toward the bosom of the Father. These ties are the worries. That's why the Lord told us, do not worry about what you eat, what you drink, what you wear, but seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So after we prepared ourselves for the journey to the Father by fasting, prayer, and charity, we need to cut all these ties, especially when we worry about earthly matters. We need actually to set our minds on things above, not on things below, as St. Paul said in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. And today the Church is telling us, during this journey, you will be tempted by the devil. Satan will not leave you alone, but Satan will try to tempt you during this journey in order to hinder you from moving forward toward the Father. And Satan is using three famous temptations. He used the same with Adam and Eve. He used the same with the Lord Jesus Christ, as we heard in the Gospel of today. And these three temptations, St. John mentioned them in his first letter, chapter 2, verse 16, when he said that in the world there are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the ego, the pride of life. These are the three temptations that Satan is tempting us all the time with. These three temptations: the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the lust, the pride of life. Actually, when he asked the Lord Jesus Christ to eat from the bread and to change the stone into bread and to eat in order to feed his hunger, he was tempting him with the flesh. We need to eat, the desires of the flesh. When he took him on the mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, he was tempting him with the desire of the eye, to see and to desire to possess all these riches and all these kingdoms. And when he asked him to throw himself from the pinnacle of the temple, and the angels will carry him so his feet will not dash against stone, he was tempting him with showing off pride, ego. And he was trying to convince the Lord Jesus Christ that this is an easy way to spread the word of the gospel. By when the people saw you throwing yourself from the temple and the angels carrying you on their wings, and nothing will happen to you. Everybody will believe in you that you are the Son of God. He used these three temptations with Adam and Eve. He tempted them with the pride when he told them, if you want to be like God. So he put this desire to be similar to God, to be like God. And he tempted them with the desire of the eye when he made them look at the fruit, the forbidden tree, and it was pleasant to their eyes. And actually, he tempted them with the lust of the flesh when he made them eat of the flesh, eat of the forbidden tree. And that's why in monasticism, the three vows of monasticism, which are obedience, celibacy, and poverty, are like the antidotes against these three temptations. That's why the monk takes the vow of obedience. Obedience is the daughter of humbleness, because obedience is the antidote against pride of life. Celibacy and asceticism is the antidote to lust of the flesh, and poverty is the antidote to the lust of the eyes, to possess the riches of the world. And actually, we as Christians, these three vows, although these are the vows of monasticism, but we as Christians, we need to exercise these three virtues in our life. Because, as I told you, these are the three famous temptations that Satan is using to tempt us all the time. That's why we need to acquire a humble heart. We need to acquire humble heart. As we read in the scripture, that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And St. Peter is telling us, humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. And the humbleness of heart comes through the practice of obedience. When we are willing to obey, when we don't insist on our own way, but actually we deny our own way and we submit our way to the others, as long as it is not in contradiction with the commandment of God. When we put others' way before ourselves, this is actually the best practice to gain the virtue of humbleness, how to obey. And definitely, obeying God will help us in being humble. Many times, we don't obey the commandment of God. And if you think about it, many times we think that we are wiser than God. So there is pride here hidden beyond our disobedience. Let me explain to you what I'm saying here. The Lord told us, love your enemy. If somebody slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other cheek. Many times we question whether this is possible in the 21st century or not. Maybe if we turn the other cheek, people will take advantage of us. So we try to justify this commandment, or we say this commandment doesn't suit us in the 21st century. That's why we don't submit to the commandment of God, as if we are wiser than God who gave us the commandment, or we know better than him. But if we are truly humble in our hearts, we will listen to the commandment of God and we'll obey him. So we need to acquire the virtue of humbleness. And during the great fast, while we are going in this journey toward the Father, this one of the main practices that we need to exercise ourselves to acquire. One time, St. Macarius, So in the desert, the traps of Satan. So he wondered in himself, who would be saved from all these traps of Satan? And a voice came to him from heaven telling him, the humble will be saved. God chose Saint Mary to be his mother because of her humbleness. As she said, he has regarded the lowly state of his handmaid. So because of her humbleness, God chose her to be his mother. The second exercise or second virtue that we need to acquire in our life is asceticism and the simplicity of life. Satan all the time is tempting us with the pleasures of the world, with the lusts of the world, tempting us to have more, to get the better thing. And gradually, we will be indulged with all these pleasures of the world. And the Lord Jesus Christ hardened us from being indulged with all the pleasures of the world, because seeking the pleasure of the world will harden our hearts, will make the heart hardened. And if the heart is hardened, then we'll not listen to the commandment of God, will not obey him. The word of God will lose its effect on me. I will not be able to heed the commandment of God. That's why we need to practice, especially during the time of fasting, we need to practice asceticism. How to be content with what we have, as St. Paul said, if we have food and clothes, let's be content. St. Paul in Philippians chapter 4 told us how he exercised his will to be content in what he had. He told us, I learned how to be hungry and how to be full. I learned how to abound and how to be abased. In all things and in everything, I learned how to be content with what I have. I can do all things in Jesus Christ who strengthens me. So, if you are content with the grace of God which fills your heart, and if you are satisfied with your relationship with Christ, then actually you will despise the pleasures of the world. And the time of the great fast is time in which we should practice asceticism and identify ourselves with the poor and try to feel their need and their suffering, and thus we develop compassion and merciful hearts during this time. And the third practice or third exercise we need to exercise our will during the Holy Fast is purity and self-control. Purity and self-control. When the Satan actually tempted the Lord Jesus Christ with the desire of the flesh, and he asked him to change the stone into bread in order to eat. Although the Lord Jesus Christ was hungry, as we read, but the Lord refused, and he exercised self-control. Self-control is very, very important in our spiritual life. Without controlling ourselves, we will fall in many sins. We will fall in the impurity of the flesh. Actually, we will fall in the sin of gluttony, and we will lose control over ourselves, and will be carnal being. St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 spoke to the Corinthians, and he told them, because you are carnal, that's why there are division and contention between one another. Once we become carnal and we are led by the lusts and the desires of the flesh, and we lose control over ourselves, then actually we will have many divisions and contentions among ourselves. That's why in the beginning of the journey of the Holy Fast, the Church warned us about the temptation of the devil. And the Church is telling us, you will be tempted with the desire of the flesh, with the desire of the eye, and with the pride of life. That's why we need to exercise self-control in order to overcome the desires of the flesh. We need to exercise asceticism in order to overcome the desires of the eye. And we need also to exercise humbleness in order to overcome the pride of life. And one way to help us in exercising our will is the Word of God. As you see, the Lord Jesus Christ, in these three temptations, he responded to Satan by saying, it is written. So the more we abide in the Word of God, in the commandment of God, and make the commandment of God live in me and abide in my heart, the Word of God will empower me and will help me, because the Word of God is a living Word, a living Word. God is the Word. Jesus Christ is the Logos. So when we acquire the Word of God in our heart, as if we are acquiring Christ himself, and he will empower me in order to grow in humbleness, in asceticism, in self-control. And as the Lord Jesus Christ was able to defeat the temptation of Satan, also will be able to be victorious and to defeat Satan and to overcome all these temptations. Glory be to God forever and ever.